You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Election year means issues like immigration will be brought to the political forefront, but how does this affect refugees? I spoke to the man behind the Double the Quota campaign, Murdoch Stevens, on what this might mean for those seeking refuge in New Zealand. I began by asking him whether yesterday's announcement that potentially the first refugee MP is running as a candidate for the Green Party changed the discussion at all.
I don't know if it'll change the specific discussion. I think in terms of what the quota level is, which is mostly what our campaign is, I don't think that'll necessarily change it because we've already made a huge amount of progress on that. What I think it will change is it'll mean someone is at least inside Parliament, if not inside the leading government, that really understands intimately these issues and has been affected by them. And even though like a lot of people in the Greens are already very strong on human rights, there is something about being actually from a represented group who are affected that just makes your analysis so much sharper and so much more immediate. So I think that will be the main benefit if Gauri Skaraman becomes our first refugee MP.
Mm. Yeah, and going into an election year more generally, which party do you think best represents the interests of your cause, that being doubling the quota and funding for refugees, if any party at all?
I mean, historically, most people would have said the Green Party is the best on this. So before the campaign started, both the Green Party and United Future were saying the quota should be increased to 1,000. At this stage, the Green Party, Labour and United Future all say 1,500, it should be doubled, and there have been hints at that from the Maori Party as well. But strangely enough, in the last couple of months, Gareth Morgan's Opportunity Party has come out with a policy of saying the quota should be 2,000 places. And what I like about his party is he's not really looking at political sentiment or opinion polls or anything. He's looking at the facts of how we stack up compared to other countries. And he reckons, at least in his post on this, that most of these other parties haven't really looked at the policy, and it's not a policy-based analysis, it's more political. But, I mean, given the historical commitment to human rights, it's pretty hard to go past the Green Party's platform on this.
When you're looking at whether a party is representing refugees well in their cause, are refugee quotas the only measure of that? I mean, are you worried about other cuts to immigration, which all the major parties have promised?
Yeah, it's an incredibly complex issue, right? Because we have, you know, refugees are 1/28 of our new permanent residents, and we have people coming in from all sorts of strands. Under the humanitarian broader quota, we have, say, the Pacific Access quota or a Samoan quota, where we, part of the government policy is we bring in people there that don't necessarily meet the point system, but because they're part of our Pacific community, they are welcome to come into the country. So, yeah, it is a worrying year in terms of immigration. And it's also pretty topsy-turvy in terms of who has historically been liberal on immigration and who hasn't been. And yeah, there's an incredible amount of sophisticated discussion that needs to go on, which frankly isn't happening right now. And I hope we do get good discussion, but elections is generally aren't the time when we get those kind of talks.
I guess it's kind of a hot topic right now, being driven by, you know, what's happening all around the world.
Yeah, with Brexit, Trump, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I mean, in New Zealand, I think it's more driven by housing. And it's a real shame when immigrants are scapegoated for problems that are really to do with housing speculation, predominantly by New Zealanders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a class issue rather than a race or an immigration issue.
If you did achieve these goals of doubling the quota and so forth, what do you think would the next step be?
Well, it depends. Hell, I'd like a holiday, but the next step in New Zealand would probably be, so that was really just making up for 30 years of inaction in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But we still won't be anywhere near matching countries like Australia or Ireland, and certainly not any of the real leaders like Canada or Germany or Sweden. So in the midterm, and I'm not the only one to have said this, all the churches are saying it as well, and most people who care about human rights, we should be aiming to be equal with some of those other countries. So the Anglican Church, the leader in New Zealand, said we should be tripling the quota. So it's actually kind of quite a conservative position, the one that we took 3 years ago. I mean, people said it was radical at the time, but it's become quite conservative. There's also going to be the introduction of community sponsorship either later this year or the start of next year, which has been so successful in Canada, where church groups or any other groups can get together and put down a deposit and bring a refugee or a family into the country. And then they try and set them up with work. And if they're able to get them into work and if there aren't these other costs, that deposit stays in the bank and they can use that to sponsor another family to come in. So if people are sort of cost neutral, then you can keep bringing more people in as long as they're not, you know, a burden on the state, which they don't tend to be after a short amount of time. So that's a pretty exciting direction that people could go in. And we've got a lot of contacts throughout this campaign and a lot of people really wanting to do their part during this crisis, but simply not being allowed to because the government hasn't yet implemented the system.
Right.
On the broader scheme of things, I mean, it would be much better if the Syrian war wasn't taking place, that there weren't 5 million people fleeing the country and another 10 million displaced internally. So there's a whole lot of peace work that needs to revitalize in New Zealand, which is kind of strong against the Iraq war. And because New Zealand's not really involved in Syria, there hasn't been a lot going on. So for me, in the long term, like, the refugee campaign is kind of bringing in refugees is not the solution to any of this. And if someone had the solution, well, good on them. Good to see them try and get it done, but at a grassroots level, we do need to be anti-war and pro-peace.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.